Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. On the eve of Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial, the respective sides are outlining their arguments. Trump's lawyers continue to insist the former president is not guilty of inciting the violent mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last month, leaving five people dead, while NPR's Kelsey Snell reports House impeachment managers say Trump should be convicted.
They say that evidence against the former president is, as they describe it, overwhelming. And they say what Trump is trying to do is to escape accountability. They also say that, you know, that the arguments that his lawyers are putting up basically don't meet the definition of what is constitutionally protected. They say that they are going to argue that the president should have been held to account for his actions because they happened while he was in office, therefore making him subject to impeachment.
NPR's Kelsey Snell. The proceedings are set to start tomorrow with debate and a vote on whether it is constitutional to prosecute a former president who's no longer in office. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is calling for equitable distribution of COVID vaccines around the world. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the OECD says getting vaccines to low- and middle-income countries is not just a moral issue, but also key to a global economic recovery.
In a new report, the economic group with 37 member countries says some poorer nations may not start mass COVID vaccinations until 2024. The head of the OECD, José Ángel Gurría, says the lack of a comprehensive plan to get vaccines to low and middle income countries threatens to prolong the pandemic and stall the global economic recovery.
Advanced economies will not recover unless they help developing and least developed economies out of this crisis.
He says trillions of dollars have been spent on pandemic stimulus packages. Dedicating a tiny fraction of that for global vaccines, Gurría says, would be a solid investment. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
The Biden administration says it plans to keep up the pressure on Houthi rebels in Yemen, even as it informs Congress the Iranian-backed group should not be on a terrorism list. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
As he was leaving office, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo designated the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization, raising alarms from aid groups. Yemen is considered the world's worst humanitarian crisis, and much of the population lives in areas controlled by the Houthis. State Department spokesperson Ned Price says the U.S. is taking the Houthis off that list.
This intent to revoke that designation has nothing to do with our view of the Houthis and their reprehensible conduct.
He says the U.S. will keep up the pressure on Houthi leaders who are fighting a Saudi-backed coalition. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Stocks continued their upward momentum. The Dow gained 237 points today. The Nasdaq rose 131 points. The S&P 500 gained 28 points. This is NPR. The head of the European Union's central bank is pledging not to back off on providing additional stimulus as a means of recovering from the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Christine Lagarde saying the emergence of new strains of the virus, along with strict measures aimed at halting the spread, pose a risk the EU economy could continue to underperform. The announcement comes at a time when expectations have already been dialed back. Lagarde promises the bank will continue its measures to keep borrowing costs in check. Authorities in France are increasing restrictions in schools as the more contagious variants of the coronavirus circulate. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports students will have to wear better filtering masks beginning today.
Students and teachers must now wear Category 1 masks the entire school day, and a class will automatically be closed if just one student is considered to have been in contact with someone who has the South African or Brazilian variant of the virus. Rigorous contact tracing will follow, and even if a first test comes up negative, the person must isolate for 7 days before taking a second test. The French government says keeping schools open has been important and successful and has not contributed to the spread of the virus, but restaurants, bars, and cafes have been closed since October. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
There appears to be mounting evidence some people who were infected with the coronavirus early on could be getting infected again with some of the new variants that are emerging. New research suggests people can get second infections if they mounted a weak defense against the virus the first time. How long immunity lasts from the initial infection is still unclear. Scientists still think reinfections are relatively rare, though. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.